Hey guys, what's going on? Jazz just wrapped up a good game tonight versus the Golden State Warriors, and the Jazz pulled out a fantastic win. I'm pulling up the stats real quick, but the Jazz were great tonight. Defensively, you're kind of even though the Jazz got a 115 to 101 win, you're like, offensively, we're awesome. Defensively, it was off and on. There's some good defensive standings, but you still let a team shoot 47% from the field, and they still get 42 rebounds. And really, it's just the shooting percentage. I mean, they still scored 101 points. When you want a good defensive, you want around 95 points if you want a good defensive night. And obviously, the great defensive nights are sub 90 or about around there. So tonight it wasn't a great defensive effort. It was a decent defensive effort, and you're just looking for a little bit more. The Jazz shoot 50% from the field, 48% from three on 10 of 1 shooting, 27 to 34 from the free throw line, 79%. Jazz had 35 rebounds, 27 of those were defensive, 8 offensive, 23 dimes, 8 steals, 8 blocks, and 115 points. Only 11 turnovers. Jazz were fantastic. I mean, taking care of the ball, they were rebounding at a pretty good rate. I mean, the Warriors did out-rebound them by 7, but I mean, it wasn't like, the Jazz were getting terrible. It was a couple offensive rebounds for the Warriors. But overall, the Jazz were pretty dominant overall tonight. The Jazz led for the entire game. No ties, no lead changes. Jazz led the game the entire game. Well, unless you count the 0-0 tie. I mean, after the first basket, the Jazz led the entire game. Marvin came up good. 11 points, one assist, one rebound. Just kind of adding in his punch. And he played some pretty dang good defense tonight. Paul Millsap, 5 of 10 from the field, 14 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist. I mean, he was doing work, but Al Jefferson, he was a beast tonight. 24 points, 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 3 blocks. They could not stop him. I mean, as soon as Beadrinks was guarding him, he just went to work, and he owned tonight. I mean, they could not do anything to stop him. I mean, he was fantastic. 11 of 18 from the field. I mean, he was very efficient tonight. Rennie Foye, he struggled a little bit in certain parts of the game, but overall, good game. 15 points, 2 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal to go along with all that. So, pretty dang good. 3 of 6 from deep as well. Tinsley hit a 3-pointer, 4 points, 5 rebound, or sorry, 5 assists and 3 rebounds. Also had 3 steals and a block. So, doing some work right there. Derek Favors was awesome tonight. 14 points, 6 of 6 from the free throw line. Amazing. 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Awesome for him. Gordon Hayward, obviously, back finally from his shoulder injury, just as is expected. He would be back after the All-Star break, and he had a great game. 17 points, 5 of 6 from the free throw line, 2 for 5 from 3. He also had 3 rebounds, 4 assists, and 2 blocks. Yeah, he was awesome tonight. He had a great game. Earl Watson with 5 assists, 3 steals, and a block. And defensively, our guys were playing the right rotations and everything. It's just the Warriors were making some pretty dang good plays, and Stephen Curry is amazing. So, Kanter struggled tonight offensively. He had a decent defensive night. 3 rebounds, though, and an assist. 1 point, hit a free throw. Burks was awesome. I mean, just awesome tonight. Defense, he was great. Offensively, he was also great. 5 of 8 from the field, 2 for 3 from deep. 1 and 2 from the free throw line. He had some freaking Houdini moves at the rim, drive to the rim, and somehow you just like, oh, there's no way he gets that up. And then he would just and scoop it in. You're like, what? Crazy stuff like that. And you're like, holy crap, that's amazing. He also had 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal and a block to go along with his 13 points. He played 25 minutes tonight. He got the nod over Damari. Damari, Murphy, and Evans all got a minute 27 at the end. Damari Kill hit a shot. Murphy did not. Other than that, Jeremy Evans got a foul. But yeah, the Jazz played very, very, very awesome tonight offensively. Defensively, a little bit of work. Not too much. I mean, a little bit. You know, the, I mean, you hold them to 47%. It's not like a great shooting percentage, but it's not a terrible one. It's kind of in that, like, they'll live with that. But defensively at the 3-point lane, 5 of 17 is what the Warriors shoot from 3. Awesome. The Warriors get the line 24 times. The Jazz get it to a 34 times. So pretty good right there. Like I said, the Warriors did out-rebound the Jazz by 7. 42 total rebounds. 13 of those were offensive. So, you're like, a little too much right there, but not bad. The Warriors only get 17 assists, and the Jazz had 23. So good right there. But like I said, Stephen Curry went off tonight. He had 29 points, 4 for 9 from 3. And he usually takes 7, so, but he likes money against Jazz. He also had 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal to go along with his 29 points. David Lee was actually pretty, you know, he was good tonight, 9 of 13 from the field, 18 points, 9 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal, go along another block as well. But he got into foul trouble. Andrew Bogut just sucked it up tonight, could not do anything, grabbed about 5 rebounds and an assist, and that's that. Klay Thompson, 15 points, and then Jarrett Jack dropped in 19, 13 of which was in the first half. But other than that, great game by the Jazz. Jazz come back from the All-Star break, nice and refreshed, had a kind of stuttery first quarter, still scored in 26, and then came out in the second quarter, scored 32, third was 29, and finally in the fourth was 28. So, you know, the Jazz really played well tonight, got this win. Jazz move into a virtual tie for 6. I still believe, by percentage points, by 0.02 percentage points, the Jazz are behind the Warriors. The Warriors got a 56.6 percentage, and the Jazz are at 56.4. So just percentage points, and another win by the Jazz or a loss by the Warriors, the Jazz move up. So great thing by the Jazz, but unfortunately, the next game by the Jazz is coming up, and you're not going to like it. It's at the Clippers, and you know, Jazz, like you know, have struggled against the Clippers this season. We don't play until Saturday, though, so we do get a couple days off. Maybe regroup, you know, learn some things from this game defensively and all that such. So, but that's a late game, 8:30 Mountain Time. But maybe the Jazz can go into LA. LA was kind of struggling at the end of before the All-Star break, minus the loss or the win to was it Lakers? I think it was the Lakers. So Clippers have not played particularly well, unless I am remembering wrong. So yeah, they're 6-4 in their last 10. Jazz are 7-3. So I guess I'm mistaken. The Clippers have won 4 in a row going into All-Star break. So the Jazz just really need to hunch down and get this win, because it would be epic. Other than that, Jazz got Boston, Atlanta, and Charlotte at home to finish up the huge homestand that we just had. And if the Jazz can go 5 or 4-1 in this stretch, including tonight's game, that's awesome. That puts Jazz into a prime position to keep that sixth spot, maybe even move up if Memphis or Denver kind of falters a little bit. But don't be too sure about that. We'll see. You know, Memphis is never still a really good team, so unless one of those teams really starts falling, the Jazz are probably going to stick to that sixth spot as long as they, you know, get the good wins they need and, you know, maybe win some more on the road. So, anyways, that's it. Thanks for listening. You guys have an awesome day, because I know I will, because great win tonight, but game not until Saturday night against the LA Clippers. Have a great day, guys.